The water drainage system in Uganda's capital, Kampala, is providing a livelihood for hundreds of people who collect carelessly thrown away trash. David Kibanda manages about 10 workers who collect up to 10 tons of plastic waste a week and sell it for about 7 U.S. cents per kilogram. Kibanda says the people he supervises would otherwise be jobless. Now they make a living while helping to clean up the city.
Go to other places where they don't pick these things. Go to the drainage system. They are blocked.
More than half of the trash in Uganda's capital is left uncollected by understaffed and underfunded municipal services. Much of it ends up in drainage channels, natural watercourses, streets, and undeveloped plots. Environment authorities say that about 600 tons of plastic are discarded in Kampala every day. Private companies such as the Plastic Recycling Institute, run by a South African beverage company, have stepped in to help reduce the waste by employing people to collect plastic waste for recycling. The Kampala plant recycles 650 kilograms of plastic per hour and more than 3 million kilograms annually, which means that much less ends up in Uganda's environment.
I would say it is working. If at all there were no recycling plants, that means all the plastics we are collecting right now would be in the rivers and streets.
The plastics are sorted, washed, and processed for the manufacturing of other plastic products, including floor tiles and roof slates. A continent away, a private initiative called Organismo is teaching students how to mix plastic bottles with sand, clay, and straw to build sustainable homes in central Colombia.
O si podemos entender cómo desechamos y cómo consumimos y incorporarlo dentro de los ciclos que nos rodea.
If we can understand how we discard and consume and incorporate that into the cycles that surround us, that can lead to certain practices of recycling, reuse, and of knowledge of the land.
Students from Colombia and other countries learn how to use waste and natural material to build green farmhouses, which include rainwater treatment systems and composting toilets. An architect from Spain says she is here to learn how to include care of the environment in her profession.
El 40% de las emisiones de CO2 vienen de la construcción, de toda la construcción del mundo.
40% of carbon emissions come from construction. Of construction all over the world. So if we architects want to build, we must consider potential harm to our generations and that we could destroy Mother Nature.
Si vamos a destruir la madre naturaleza, pues entonces tenemos una gran responsabilidad y por eso.
Environmentalists often point out that conserving nature and its resources need not be expensive. Mostly, it just takes initiative and persistence to develop good habits. Slavica Hoke, VOA News, Washington.